This is Arizona Family Talk Radio, a podcast about all things family, with your host, family law attorney, Scott David Stewart.
Hello, everybody. I'm attorney Scott David Stewart, and welcome to Arizona Divorce Talk Radio. Today, I'm speaking with Arizona divorce attorney Jennifer Mihaljevic. Jennifer, how are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing great, thanks. And for those of you out there that are listening to this that are wondering how in the heck she spells her last name, I'll go ahead and do it for you. It's Mihaljevic. So the first question, Jennifer, is where are you from?
My father is actually Croatian, the former Yugoslavia.
And so how is it that you ended up in Phoenix, Arizona?
My grandmother was a snowbird, and so all growing up in my childhood, I would come down here to visit in the cold months from wherever I lived in the Midwest. I lived in 14 different cities by the time I graduated from high school, and this was the only one that I'd been to with no snow. And I heard a great saying once, you don't have to shovel hot. And I decided that that is how I wanted to live my life, was I'd rather be hot than shoveling snow. So here I am.
Yeah, I agree with you. My wife's from Cleveland, so that was one of the lines that I used on her to convince her that we'd be better off living in Phoenix than Cleveland, because while I love visiting, I would much rather not shovel ice and snow in the wintertime. But anyhow, everybody didn't come here today to listen to us talk about cold weather versus warm weather. They want to know what it is you have to say about child support. And specifically, I have a question for you today that was sent in by somebody, and I thought it'd be a great topic for us to discuss. So the question is, whether or not there's a rule or a statute that says the court cannot or should not order child support when the parents are living together.
That is a great question, which I'm sure comes up quite often, especially recently with the collapse of the real estate market. I know there were a lot of people that even though they split up, romantically speaking, they stayed living in the same household to avoid foreclosures, just moved into different rooms in the house, that sort of thing. There actually is a statute that references the fact that you have to live in different houses in order to obtain a child support order. It doesn't say it specifically. The Arizona Child Support Guidelines, which are found in the Arizona Revised Statute, Section 25-320, has a bit of a preamble. And they actually title it the background behind the child support guidelines. But if you read that, there is a sentence that really is where you find your guidance in this. The sentence is, the total child support amount approximates the total amount that would have been spent on the children if the parents and children were living together. So if you extrapolate from that, it is clear that these guidelines, the child support guidelines, child support orders are envisioned to only occur when the parties are no longer residing in the same household. And so there isn't a specific statute on point that says that the court cannot order child support when parties live in the same household. But I think you're going to have, a pretty high hurdle to jump over if the paying parent objects, because according to this, you wouldn't utilize these guidelines unless you lived in different households.
Okay, so let me summarize, if I can. And the one thing I love about lawyers, and since I'm a lawyer, I get to make fun of them, right, is that they like to use big fancy words like extrapolate and things like that. So I'm going to try and boil it down so that our listeners can hopefully understand and their language. And so there's a statute that essentially says if people are living separate, then the guideline would kick in. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So if they're living together, then it doesn't say that you're prohibited or that you cannot be ordered to pay child support, but the courts most often probably do not order child support when people are living together. Is that correct?
Correct.
Now, prior to working in private practice, you worked for the Arizona Attorney General's office and you worked in the child support division. So I would imagine that these are things that you dealt with on a fairly regular basis. Is that true?
It is true. And I was at the Attorney General's office during this housing collapse. So this was a situation that I saw come up quite frequently during that time because of people's desire to not have their house go into foreclosure, not to have their credit get ruined, or because they had been laid off, they couldn't find alternate housing, and they were on relatively good terms, at least enough to be roommates in the same house. So this was something we saw quite often.
Now, in your entire history, did you ever see a court order child support when the parents were currently living in the same house?
I did not, no.
And about how many cases, I know this is a giant number, but about how many cases in your 16-year career there do you think you were involved in, like total number?
Well, gosh, that is a hard number. I had at any given point in time anywhere between about 350 is a low to about 550 is a high active cases. That meant that they were in litigation at that time. There were court hearings pending, pleadings that had been filed with the court. The number, which cases were in the sort of queue, rotated, but that was sort of, you know, a steady number. So if you just sort of take the average of that of 450 cases at any given time in 16 years, that would be, that alone would be about 7,200 cases.
Not to mention if those cases rotated in and out, then it could be as high as 10, 15, 20,000. Cases that you may have been involved in, but safe to say at least 7,000.
At least, yep.
And
that's
none
true.
Of those did you ever have a court order support when parents were living together?
Never.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say the idea was that if you have parties that are living together under the same roof for convenience sake, which is universally what this is, they're not doing it because they're romantically involved anymore. The idea is that you're going to split the expenses as part, you know, the child expenses are going to be part of the household expenses. So there wouldn't, you know, that would take place sort of privately within the, because the idea behind child support is the idea that the child should be in the same position as he or she would be in if the parties had stayed together. Well, technically, they've stayed together just because they've removed the romantic aspect out of their relationship. They're still in the same household, and so I've heard it, a term used a lot when I was at the AG's office was there's no deprivation. There's no need for one person to put money into the household of the other party because there is no other household. There's just the one.
Okay. Now, let me ask you this. Is this rule the same if people are married versus unmarried?
It is. The child support guidelines apply to people who have been married for a long duration and people who just got together for one night and a child was the result. They apply universally across the board.
Now, one final question that I think would be useful to our listeners. And what happens when one of the parents then decides to move out?
Either parent can petition to request that the court order child support. We at the Attorney General's office refer to them as the custodial and non-custodial parent. There are cases where a custodial parent has to pay child support to a non-custodial parent due to a large difference in income. And so it's not going to be automatic. You have to petition the court, but once you live apart, the court can order support. And I have very rarely, I can probably count on one hand the number of times this has happened, I've had the court order child support in the event of. So in cases where I had parties who were living in the same household out of convenience, the court, in the context of the dissolution, said, not going to order child support now because you're living in the same household, but at the time, you know, beginning the first day of the month after the two of you split up, the child support would be X and going forward from there, so that they wouldn't have to come back to court to get that child support order. It would be built into the decree already.
So the first thing, good, that's a lot of useful information. So to boil it down is that if you're not living in the same household and you are in need of some assistance for your child, then you need to go and petition the court so that child support can start flowing your way.
Correct.
Awesome. That's outstanding information. I really appreciate the time here today, and I look forward to our next interview. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you for listening to Arizona Family Talk Radio. If you have a family law question, please call us at 602-266-6200. That's 602-266-6200.